You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7, 946 on the Rogers Digital Network.
Good morning, Waterloo Region. It's CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonkman. Today is Monday, March the 2nd. It's my mom's birthday, her 92nd birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. Let's celebrate today with a bit of music. This is Cedric St. Ange and The Men.
Once upon a time, in an unknown sky, from an unnamed source, through an unclear land, flew an unmanned drone. They call it a night. It's an inside joke that nobody knows.
blurry lines come and go, creeping softly, whisper low. The air grows thick as they come. Breath is high.
That's Little Misty and Blurry Lines from her Little Misty album, self-titled album. Before that was Winter Sleep with Terror in the Land Of. That album's been out for about a year. And before that, started off the hour with Cedric Saint-Ange and De Men. Coming up next, an interview with Ryan Fisher all the way from the West Coast. I'm going to start off with Reality Is On Me.
On me, reality. on me, just like waves crushing down. Reality is on me, just like words melting away. Reality is on me.
Ryan Fisher, from Vancouver at the moment.
Reality is on me. Not just in Vancouver, but on the air with us here on CKMS Community Connections. Welcome to the radio, Ryan Fisher.
Thank you, thank you. Hello there, Waterloo. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Oh, you're welcome, Ryan. Always good to have new music from Canadian artists on the radio. So, Reality is on me sounds a little melancholic. What's the origin of that?
Well, I wrote that song when I had a really bad fever. So maybe that had something to do with it.
Fever-induced composition.
Yeah. What's that?
Fever-induced composition.
It was a weird time. I was in Toronto at the time, and I was like living in the basement of my own house. And it was a really rough winter. It was the last winter that I stayed in Toronto, and I just came back from a trip in Mexico, where I almost died in the ocean there. And so I was going through a really weird time, that song just kind of came to me when I was sitting there. It was like one of those colds that lasts for like 2.5 weeks, and I had a fever of like, I don't know, 103 or something, and went to the hospital and stuff like that. And I just started hearing the tune and the melody. That's the only time I've ever really heard like a song in my head play out like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to learn it on guitar afterwards. Yeah.
Your muse is the rhinovirus.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you compose when you're not sick as well, right? So
yes, I do. Yeah. I mean, relatively speaking.
Have you got a large repertoire? I hear you're working on an album, an EP.
I am. It's a pretty big undertaking, and I'm trying to do it all myself. So there's the whole recording, learning curve. But yeah, I have a bunch of songs. I have like 30 songs. I'm trying to pick which ones I want to make. I don't know whether to make like a whole album or just put out an EP. So it might just turn out to be 6 songs right now.
Okay, that's reasonable, because 30 songs, that's like a double album. You know, you really
I was trying to pick, like, narrow it down to, like, 12, but I don't know, maybe I should, like, try to milk them a little more. Put out a few here, a few there. Oh. I'm not sure what the whole strategy is.
Are you actually cutting CDs or vinyl?
Well, once I finish, I'll probably do that if I get to travel around a bit, and, you know, you can try to sell them at shows or whatever. I don't know. Are people even buying CDs? I know people are buying vinyl now.
Yeah.
So that would be cool.
The whole research.
I don't even have a record player.
So you won't be able to listen to your own music.
Yeah, I'll have to get a record player just to play my own record at home.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about digital distribution is that you don't have to actually collect a whole platter of songs before you could release them. So if you've got some ready to go, you know, send them out. Send them to the radio stations. We'll play them on the air.
And I was working on recording. I wanted to get another track to you to play today, but I don't want to say the dog ate my homework, but that I had a hard drive completely crashed. It went on the ground. I kicked it on the ground. Maybe it was like a self-imposed thing. Maybe it was not ready to go, and I ruined the files. The hard drive is completely kaput. I didn't have that much going. I had one song called Commercials for Heaven that I've been working on a lot. But, so I'm going to start over on that.
And did you actually lose stuff on there, or did you have it all down in musical notation someplace, and, you know, the paper copy, the hard copy?
No, I lost what I was recording, like the tracks I was working on the computer. So it's no big deal. I decided to make some changes after anyway, so I would have had to redo a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
That's one of the advantages of recording to the cloud and saving stuff in the cloud. You know, you can't kick the hard drive on the floor.
No.
On the other hand, you don't have full control of your music that way either.
No, unfortunately, no.
So I've got you listed here in the genre as indie folk. Is that a good summation of your style of music?
That's what I came up with. I didn't know what to call it, but yeah, I think indie, I mean, just pretty much like, I used to call it urban folk because I think, well, it's like folk music, but, you know, city kind of folk music. Like, those are my references. Those are my associations. And so, but urban folk is actually like a whole different thing I didn't realize, so. I looked it up and just sort of went with indie folk. I think that's just the most
indie folk works
sort of benign general term, and it's not, you know, just straight up folk, because it's not as traditional, you know, as straight up folk.
No tambours, no dulcimers, so no mandolins,
no banjos. Yeah, I'm not wearing like one of those bow ties or anything when I play.
sounds more like old time country music.
Yeah. I love country music.
When you were out traveling, were you performing as you were going out?
When I was traveling from Toronto here?
Yeah.
I was not. I would love to have done that, but you know what? I started music really late in life, and I wasn't ready. Like, I started playing shows only like 6 months before I left Toronto.
Oh.
And, you know, it was kind of premature, too. So I came out here. I just drove out, put everything I had in the SUV, and just, like, you know, chilled out on Vancouver Island for a while, and was just working on my act, practicing, writing songs, and didn't start playing shows again until just a year and a half ago.
And so now you have a regular circuit that you play out in Vancouver?
I'm working on it, but I've been playing, I played a couple of shows at Guilt & Co., which is like one of the best venues out here. So I was really stoked about that. Playing there again. It's in Gastown. And playing there again in a couple months. And then I have another thing lined up this week, March 6th. It's like a songwriter showcase out in Langley.
Are you running this or participating?
What's that?
Yeah, are you running this workshop, or are you?
No. I'm just on the bill.
Ah, you're on the bill.
I'm not running anything.
Not yet. No, that'll come.
Yeah.
And then when you're performing, is it just you with a guitar at the front of the stage, you know, exposed, or you have a backing band?
No, just me, solo acoustic, pretty much.
So what we're hearing on the tracks that we're playing today, that's just you. Doing all your own engineering, all your own work?
Yeah, that's the most... sorry, I'm just swallowing some vitamins right now. Yeah, that's the most I've done on work on a song. That Reality Is On Me track. I did that all at home in my living room.
Oh.
So I was pretty happy with that. So
you've got a recording studio.
What's that?
You've got a home recording studio where you can lay down all the tracks, do all the post-engineering.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays all you need is a couple of microphones and like a laptop.
Yeah.
And you're good to go, you know, some good instrument.
So with everybody now able to produce professional quality audio, or at least professional quality equipment to produce audio, are you finding that the music being produced is better, or is it worse because all the amateurs are getting on the bandwagon?
Well, I'm certainly like... no recording engineer. So, I mean, most of the stuff that I'm hearing come out, especially in Vancouver, is like super professional from, you know, all the young people. And I'm not a young person. I'm 45. So, like I said, I got into music late. And I come from like the DIY generation. So, you know, it sounds way better now. And I'm like I'm the one that sounds more like the sort of more amateur kind of style, but I kind of like that. Like when I was growing up, new bands came out and we would hear like their 4-track recordings. It'd be all muddy and, you know, it was cool like to be, you know, just not professional. And I feel like nowadays everyone's just trying to look professional and be all slick and everything. And I don't know, there's just there's a charm in just being a little loose and and experimenting a little bit, you know, before you, you know, spend $10,000 on an EP or something, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That's the advantage of having your own equipment, right? You can cut something, and if you're not happy with it, you can do it all over again, and there's no extra cost involved except just your own time.
Yeah, but I mean, all the musicians I know, rarely, especially in Vancouver, I don't know what it's like elsewhere, they're pretty much like subbing it out. Like they're paying thousands of dollars to do their, to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And put, you know, cause I guess there's that whole thing where, you know, you got to cut through and sound professional to get attention. And it's working for them for sure. Yeah. But for me, it's fun. I like learning the recording process, you know, and, you know, for better or worse, I just feel proud of something when I can make something, you know, just like Reality Zombie or something like that on my own.
I have to tell you that the tracks you provided to us are absolutely terrific, both from an engineering standpoint and just from a creative standpoint as well. Really like the music.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Yeah. When the album is ready to go, or at least a number of the songs on the album are ready for distribution, going to do a tour?
Yeah, I really want to do that.
Yeah.
And that's going to be something I'm going to have to figure out like as I go.
Yeah, you need a promoter.
But yeah, I'd love... What's that?
You need a promoter. You need somebody to go out there and say, you know, Ryan Fisher is the best, and get all the venues
sure.
out there, you know, clamoring for your presence. That's
yeah. I think every musician needs that, you know. And that would be great. If there's any promoters listening, let's talk.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, hey, I know it takes a while, you know, to get that kind of attention and stuff. So I'm just, you know, hammering away, just trying to work on my songs and put my stuff out there, you know, the best way I can.
Yeah. So if there are promoters,
you know, all
out
the
there,
great, yeah.
Yeah. If there are promoters out there wanting to get your attention, how do they get a hold of you? What's your contact info?
Well, I've got, you know, my website, ryanfishermusic.com, which is like, there's a C in Fisher as well.
Yeah.
Fischer. So ryanfishermusic.com. I'm also on, Instagram, Ryan Fisher Music,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, Ryan Fisher Tunes. I got a YouTube channel, so yeah.
Okay. Just looking at your Facebook page there now and having a quick look at ryanfishermusic.com. And so there's a click for booking inquiries, so all you promoters out there, click on that button.
Thanks, Bob.
When you're touring, how far do you plan on going out? Staying within Vancouver, within BC, or coming out all the way over to Kitchener-Waterloo?
Oh, man, I think I'm going to start with, like, just staying in the province right now, like BC, and touring around. And like I say, I got to get the tracks ready first before I think about that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if I have the budget and all that kind of stuff, yeah, I'll try to make it out back east, you know, as they say, hopefully when the weather is good.
Come back home to Toronto.
Yeah, I used to hang out in Waterloo, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I hung out there a bunch of times back in, like, the 90s when we used to, I had a friend, like a roommate from university who, when I went to university in Brock for a couple of years, and he is from Waterloo, so we used to hang out at this bar called Phil. Does Phil still exist?
I'm not sure. I'm not much of a barfly, so I'm
okay. It was like $2 beers, and they had like 80s night. Anyways, I digress.
Well, that those are the venues that you want to hit up for your music, because I figure that indie folk music is a good fit with you know, the student bar scene.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the kids are listening to these days.
It seems that in KW specifically, there's a lot of punk, oi punk, you know, intense music. So we could sure use some folk music in the area here. There's a nice open stage out in Brantford, which isn't too far from here. So, every other Sunday they've got guests coming on and performing a couple of songs there. So, you know, if you are making the tour of Southern Ontario, that's one spot to hit. Brantford open stage.
All right, yeah, cool, Brantford. Home of Wayne Gretzky, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. in fact, the venue where they play, I can't quite remember the name of the hotel, but it's right off Wayne Gretzky Parkway. So
cool. And that just happens to be the only hockey player I know.
I know where you're coming from. I'm no sports guru either. All right, you've got one tune left of yours, Something Digital. What's the background on that?
Something Digital, that's a song, that's actually like two songs kind of put together. Oh. You hear like the ending is, and that song took me like many years to finally finish. And it's got another weird kind of origin. The opening lines to the song, I am the bull and the bullfighter, that comes from a poem I wrote when I was in Spain, in Barcelona, because I used to make films. I used to make these kind of like personal documentaries, and I was in Barcelona showing one of my films at a festival. And I didn't know Spanish, but I met this Spanish woman there, and she was bugging me. We had this kind of love affair for a while, but she was bugging me. She said, "You don't know any Spanish." And I said, "Well, I don't speak Spanish, but I wrote a Spanish poem. And soy el toro y el torero." And I thought I was being really smart. So anyways, that means, pardon my terrible accent, but that means I am the bull and the bullfighter.
Ah.
So that was the sort of, that was the genesis of those lyrics. I don't really know how I came up with the rest of it, but it all sort of followed from that. It's sort of a binary thing. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. And it kind of took this like cosmic direction, which is really cool. And I don't even really know what it means. But it has that kind of one and zero, this and that sort of digital thing. And the end is sort of like outro vamp. Like, I think there's something going on here. I think there's this. Oh, you hear it. That was another thing I was working on years before, just riffing. And I was living with a girl, my girlfriend at the time, and she just said, "I love that. That sounds really great." And I always sort of kept it in my back pocket. And when I had finished writing that first part of Something Digital, it just sort of fit in at the end. I just put it on there.
Recycling music from before.
Yeah, that's kind of how I write songs all the time. It's all kind of a collage and a scrapbook of all these different phrases and things that I come up with and keep and tuck away and pull them out every now and then and stick them together.
Stick them together and make the music. What's your next gig, Ryan? Where are you playing next?
I'm playing March 6th in Langley at the Arts Cafe. Yeah.
Anything?
So if anyone wants to come out to Langley.
Yeah. That's Langley, BC, and the Arts Cafe, which is out in Langley. Wish I could join you there, Ryan, but, you know, it's a bit of a long bus ride.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's been real fun talking to you, and have a great day, and stay in school, kids. Do your engineering homework. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah. Let's have a listen to Something Digital by Ryan Fisher. Thanks for joining us today.
Alrighty, ciao.
Ciao. I don't need no one.
think there's something happening here. There must be something going on here. Maybe something inimical is going on here. Must be something chemical. Something social is going on here. Don't you point your finger at me, no. Or maybe something digital is going on here. That's it, there's something digital.
That's Ryan Fisher from Vancouver. Something Digital, a story originating in Spain. Let's have a listen to something by The Cravens from their album The Dark Side of Love. This is Backbone for Julie Pritchard.
Do you remember me? Do you remember my face? Was there something about me you could never misplace? Something in my eyes, something about the way I spoke. It got you all choked up inside. I've been down this road before, 20 times or maybe more. Got a backbone made of steel. Let me tell you how I really feel. Can't defy life.
Listening to The Cravens from The Dark Side of Love. This is Settle Down. Before that, we heard Backbone for Julie Pritchard. We've got more Canadian music coming up from a group called Corey Hotline. This is Work It Out.
Something familiar in the way you look at me, but I can't say what it is, because I don't know, but I look at you when I lose control. You move a little bit like me, that's something that I've never seen before. So shake a leg and get it on. If you know the words, then sing along. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And I've been told I'm a lot to handle. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, and if I
I'm the same way. I yell and scream and you do too. Who cares when normal people do? We stay up late and dance till dawn. Put all the funky records on. Candle and both ends. We make mistakes and we make amends. Yeah. Oh, and you, well, you try to tell me it's not worth it. Oh, but you, you say the night when you could leave. But still, I got my work cut out for me. You got your work cut out for you. I think that we can work it. Got to know you fine. It only took an evening's time for you to break a piece off. Now I broke a piece off for you. We're just two sides of one coin, and I don't know where I am going, but I wanna take you with me. I think I got to know you fine. It only took an evening's time for you to break a piece off. I broke a piece off for you. We're just two sides of one coin, and I don't know where I am going, but I wanna take you with me. I think I got to know you fine. It only took an evening's time.
Work It Out by Corey Hotline. That's the name of the band, not the name of the people. Connor is one of the people in the Corey Hotline band. Welcome to CKMS Community Connections, Connor. Connor's not there. There's Connor. Good morning, hey. Connor. How are you doing?
Great, you?
Pretty good.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Nice, lively, upbeat music. Where does it come from?
It comes from a lot of years of playing a lot of different types of music, and eventually, naturally, as a group, we kind of just settled on this funky, energetic rock style of music with synthesizers, and we decided that's what we were made to play. So this is the music we came up with as a band.
Yeah. I like it. The rest of the band, introduce the band for me. I'm looking at a picture here of you and the band.
Yeah, so I'm the guitarist and I guess producer too, in that I pretty much mixed all the record and tracked with the instruments. And so Matt Wari Smith, he's the guy in the middle, he's a singer, songwriter, and Jay Sussman, the drummer, and also songwriter. And we basically produce everything as a band, like with the arrangements and the songs and everything. And then I mix it at my home studio.
So it's an entirely self-produced set of songs. You've released it as an album, right? It's
Well, the album's not out yet, so we've released Work It Out as the single and the music video. You should check out the music video. It's really, really cool.
Okay.
Then Pressure was our next release, and then... we have the rest of the album coming out over the next few months. We're releasing like one song at a time for streaming purposes, and then the whole record will come out, and probably in a couple of months, the whole thing will be available.
And so we've got the advanced copies here. It's in our rotation, so we'll hear it regularly on the air throughout the day. And I'll play a couple more tracks when we're done here. It'll probably take us out to the top of the hour. You've got a lot of music there.
Yeah, it's 8 songs total. Only two of which are available right now. But the rest, like I said, are coming out over the next few months, one at a time, and then the whole thing will be available in the next few months.
Yeah, so for those people who listen to CKMS Radio Waterloo, you've got the advance copies here.
Yeah, you guys can play all the songs if you want.
Are you playing live? Are you touring? Are you?
Yeah, we just played a show in Toronto this past Friday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
At the High Note, it was pretty cool. And then we have an unplugged show coming up in April, Tuesday, April 7th, in Toronto, at B-Side. It's like the first time we've done an unplugged thing. It's for this concert series called So Far, and it'll be pretty cool. It might be like the only time we ever play unplugged.
For a synth pop sound, that's kind of if you're doing a synth pop sound, that's kind of difficult to do it unplugged, isn't it?
Well, the way we wrote all the songs is we wrote all the songs just on, like, acoustic guitar first. You know what I mean? Like, we just wrote the lyrics and the melodies with chords, basic chords.
Mm-hmm. And tried them out on guitar?
That's the way we developed all the songs, and then we produced it from there. So you can strip it all back to what it started as, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They all work on acoustic.
Right.
All the synths are just fancy, cool-sounding things.
Fancy and cool-sounding. But isn't now there the expectation from your fans that this is the sound that they expect you to play at your live gigs?
Yeah, it's still going to be funky, energetic. Like, we just play with a ton of energy. Like, that's just the way we are.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like an energy bomb, no matter what.
Exactly. So you're releasing the tunes piecemeal, one at a time, and as you're touring, do you add to your repertoire, or in your shows, are you playing the whole eight tracks as your the whole eight songs?
Yeah, so in our show, this past show, we just played all eight songs, and that's it.
That's it.
And we might throw in a cover or two. We're in the process of writing some more material,
mm-hmm.
So. For now, we just have those eight songs that we play. And we know a lot of cover songs, too. Like, we can throw in covers and do it. We do it very much our own way, too. So
it still sounds like Corey Hotline, even though you're playing somebody else's music.
Yeah, like, no doubt.
Yeah. When you're developing new songs, when you're writing new songs, is it one person that takes the lead in that, or do you take turns? Or is it a collaborative
effort? I would say Matt, the singer, would write a song, like an entire song, and then we kind of develop it as a band. Or Jay, the drummer, would also write. He writes a lot of songs, and mm-hmm. then we'll maybe pick a couple of those and, like, work on them as a band. Yeah. I'd say that's how it works. Okay. I don't really write the lyrics, per se.
No, you're the musician. So you're putting the poetry to music.
Yeah, I'd definitely more of a producer. Yeah. Exactly,
and the back end.
Coming up with all the right chords and everything.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got the one gig coming up, the acoustic one, at both sides. Something beyond.
We'll have
that?
Another probably Toronto gig in May,
mm-hmm.
and then probably another one in the summer.
And are you coming and out then, towards Kitchener or Waterloo?
I don't know. We don't have any tours planned right now. We're gonna tour when it becomes financially. When it makes sense financially.
You have to pay your way, right?
So it's more about developing. I mean, everything's online now, so it's like developing your online presence and building a fan base basically online, so that when you go tour, that you have fans waiting to see you there. Getting on the radio, like we're going to try to do all that stuff too, but it's a process. It takes a while.
Yeah,
you gotta know people.
For sure, it's a whole new world out there now that everybody can just grab the music as they hear. I mean, obviously, if somebody's listening to the radio, they can capture the new songs that haven't been released yet, right from the airwaves. And so, so the music has escaped, and there's no way to contain it really. And so, when you're touring, your presence is the thing that is, you know, the attraction there. It's not so much the music. We've all heard the music already on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people when they go to concerts, they go to see the people, not necessarily the music.
Exactly, exactly. So when you're when the album's done and you've released all the songs individually, are you cutting to vinyl, cutting to CD?
We're not going to make any CDs, I don't think, because a lot of people don't play they don't even have a CD player. You know what I mean? Most of it, I mean, most people consume probably streaming, or at least people in the, you know, 20s and in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I think it's going to be streaming for now. If there's demand for any of that CDs or vinyl, we'll do it.
Right.
It fits perfectly on a vinyl, actually. So, so we might do some vinyls because they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then as soon as we finish releasing the album, I mean, we're just going to start coming out with more singles too. Like, just that's kind of the way things are today. You can produce things in the studio and just release it for streaming online pretty much instantaneously. So,
somebody who wants to stream what you've got now, how do they find it?
So any streaming platform, you just go to search Corey Hotline, Cory Hotline, and there's Work It Out, and there's Pressure that's also available. And then some new songs coming out in the next few months. So you just follow us on any streaming platform or on Instagram at Corey Hotline Music.
Yeah, looking at CoreyHotline.bandcamp.com right now, and there's Work It Out right front and center.
Yeah, and there's also YouTube where we have a bunch of live performances too.
Okay, I'll definitely put those in the show notes, which will be on online at radiowaterloo.ca/ccc, along with the gigs. So, quick rundown of the gigs you're coming up to.
Sorry?
Can you just repeat where you're going to be over the summer?
Yeah, so April 7th at B-Side in Toronto will be an unplugged show, our first and maybe only unplugged show. That'll be kind of cool. And then in May, sometime in May, I'm not sure the exact date, we'll be playing again in Toronto. And in the summer, we'll be booking. We'll figure it out. We haven't figured out the exact dates yet for our summer gigs.
And you can find those online on one of your websites.
CoryHotline.com. That's where we put all our stuff. You find out everything you need.
CoryHotline.com.
C-O-R-Y Hotline.com.
Right. All right. Got the other tune that's actually out called Pressure. What can you tell me about it?
That was maybe the first song we wrote. One of the first songs we wrote. We started with that groovy bass line, and then we developed the lyrics and everything around that. So it's got this super cool bass line, driving bass line, that goes pulses throughout the verse, and then it kind of just leads up to the epic chorus. Kind of a pop song, kind of a rock, indie,
sounds
funky, pretty funky sound.
Funky music from Corey Hotline from a released track called Pressure. Connor, thank you very much for joining us on CKMS Community Connections.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
It's been great. So, listening to Pressure, Corey Hotline, more music coming up to the top of the hour.
Keep on breathing, then I know I'll make it whole. The dark and stormy weather. Oh, and I am waiting for the thunder to come. But this time, I'm not gonna go and run for shelter. No, I'm gonna stand and face the rain and never say I didn't try to work it out. I feel the pressure building. I feel the pressure building. I feel the pressure building. I don't wanna leave you, baby, but I don't think I wanna stay. Time's what it takes to make it better. Building. I don't wanna leave you, baby, but I-
Corey Hotline from Toronto. Pressure, currently released track. Let's listen to one of their videos from YouTube. This is One Foot In, live at the Lynx. Corey Hotline from Toronto, off their YouTube video, One Foot In, live at the Lynx. You've been listening to CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonkman. Community Connections airs every Monday at 11 and Fridays at 2 to 3 p.m. with executive producer Jennifer Strong and James Jordan. CKMS Community Connections is sponsored by Radio Waterloo. For Corey Hotline, to the top of the hour.